Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. We are joined for the second time this week by Minister of State of the Department of Justice, James Brown. Good morning to you, Minister.
Good morning, Alan.
I want to look at the really positive story for New Ross Library in just a second, but I mentioned it there that there are some very strong utterances from the Prison Officers Association. They say the problems in the prison service, overcrowding, drug abuse, attacks on prison officers and drug trafficking are getting worse. It's part of your brief, isn't it, to keep an eye on the prison services. What's your reaction to their concerns, please?
Yeah, look, the prison service comes under the Department of Justice, so it does have any specific responsibilities, but obviously within that department, I keep a very close eye on it, because I think prison officers do an extremely difficult job in doing it in a very confined space and dealing with some of the most serious criminals in the country, often who have committed heinous crimes. And prison officers deserve as much support as they need. And that's one of the challenges at the moment, is kind of around recruitment. We do have an overcrowding situation. The challenge for the prisons is that they can't refuse anybody who's sent to them by the courts to go to prison, and that's the way it should be. But they have no control over the numbers. But we've seen a significant increase in the population, but we've also seen a significant increase in sentences for serious crimes. So people are spending an awful lot longer in prison, and people are growing old in prison now who have committed serious crimes, and they should spend time in prison and serious time as well. So we have kind of hit, a real challenge for the prison, and that is having an impact on the prison officers. And I'm certainly pushing for more support for prison officers and in the situation they're in. We need to tackle the overcrowding. That's the first thing. 150 new places for prisoners are being created this year, with 670 over the next few years, and a new long-term review as to how we deal with the increase in population and increase in amount of time people are spending in prison is being put in place as well. And another thing we are doing at the moment is some prison officers have a concern that they're not allowed using incapacity spray, often known as pepper spray, to be able to defend themselves. That's unacceptable. They have to be able to use whatever necessary means to protect themselves. And if there's any block there, we're looking at it to ensure there's no legal block there as well. So there's a range of things to be done, but I certainly acknowledge there's a real challenge there at the moment for them.
Yeah, I mean, the stats are quite alarming. Midlands Prison has 100 more prisoners than it has space for. Cloverhill Prison has 70. Cork Prison, the country's newest, 52 prisoners sleeping on the floor. Mountjoy Prison, 845 prisoners, has seen a 25% rise in the last 5 years. And in Limerick's female prison wing, Minister, 15 women are sleeping on camp beds. So will there be plans to, because I know a few years ago I spoke to the Governor of Mountjoy, and he talked about capacity levels were well under control. So are there plans financially to build more prison cells, or what's the story?
No, absolutely. And they were well under control, but our population has expanded rapidly, as I say, and also people are spending an awful lot more time in prison. We've increased the sentences for an awful lot of serious crime, so that people spend more time in prison when they commit those serious crimes and the heinous acts that they do and the impact they have on the individual victims, but also the community. So 150 new spaces will open this year. 670 new places are planned over the next couple of years. And then a long-term review is currently being carried out, because I think we need to build, we're going to need to build more prisons. That's the reality of it. And we need to do them as rapidly as possible. But it's also in the current climate, until those spaces are opened up, that the prison officers can use the protective measures that they need to do and are supported in so far as they can. And often when you have overcrowding, what happens is it's more difficult for the prison officers to manage, because you have more people. In itself is more difficult. But then those prisoners often don't get to do the things, I suppose, to occupy them. They get bored and frustrated, and that can lead to flashpoints as well. So look, I've been to passing outs for new prison officers. They're very proud of their job. It's great to see the new prison officers coming in as well. But I absolutely support their position. And just on part of what we're doing in the prisons, myself and the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, set up a prison education task force. Because what we want is a situation as well, when people commit crimes, they need to do the time. But we want them also coming out with a new view on life and not reoffending. And part of that is giving them the skills in prison to be able to do jobs, like especially around the wet trades, plastering and things like that as well. So, and as you know, the Corn Market Project there in Wexford Town do fantastic work with people who've left prison and helping them to gain the skills to live a good behavioural life once they leave.
I want to move on to the positive news from you, Ross. Before I conclude our conversation of this, a very disturbing stat. You talked about pepper spray. It is a huge issue. Apparently, according to the reports from prison officers, violence within prisons has increased by 140% in 3 years, from 376 incidents in 2020 to 891 last year. People get punished for the crimes they've done, but they need to be protected as well within the prison environment. That would indicate to me that there's serious issues there, Minister.
Yeah, no, that can be a challenge too when you have overcrowding and trying to separate prisoners from each other. And that often has to happen in prisons because of maybe gang issues or because of particular personal abuse, and that causes serious problems for prisoners as well. So that's, we're very much aware of that, and ensuring that there's any blockages, as I say, to prison officers being able to defend themselves, that they are removed, that there's no legal barrier there to them being able to defend themselves, because that is an absolute essential part of it as well. But our prison population has changed over the last few years as well. As I say, serious criminals are spending a lot longer in prison. They're getting much higher sentences. But where people are committing low-level crimes, we're trying to divert them into a better pathway. If they don't learn, they go to prison. But try and give them second chances, as you know, like the Corn Market Project helps to do as well. So the prison population is becoming, what do I call it, its proportion of serious criminals is increasing as well, and that gives challenges. So, as I say, I'm very aware of the situation, and I put a lot of pressure in the department and with Minister McEntee to see an increase in prison places and support for those prison officers.
All right. On a positive note, you announced yesterday, you contacted us to say that the government had confirmed funding worth $1.705 million towards the cost of a new and extended library facility at New Ross. This is positive news. You'd never think there were elections coming, would you? But, I mean, if it means more of this type of good news for County Wexford, we'll take it. All the elections in the world. Tell us more about this, please.
No, absolutely. So there's an increase, our new fund of 1.7 million euros for New Ross, for the library there to expand it and increase the facilities there as well, and modernise facilities. And there's a great service there in the library in New Ross, as there is right across the country, and a significant money for New Ross Town, and another €262,000 for a new mobile library as well for Wexford local authorities, so they can get out to those villages where they don't have a library. But, you know, at the weekend, there was an announcement from the government of €1.3 million for down in Ballymity for their new community centre, and over River Chapel as well for €1.7 million for their new community centre. But what I'd say is these announcements have been consistent for the last couple of years. If you look at New Ross, the fund town alone, the funding for High Hill, the Immigrant Park, Town and Village Renewal, right across the county as well, you've had your URDF money. So I challenge you on saying this is purely about elections, because I would say over the last 4 years, there's been record funding going in for our communities in County Wexford, and it's been consistently announced.
It was just tongue firmly in cheek, Minister.
I know that.
Anyway, look, good luck to all those in the New Ross area that will benefit from this. We heard from River Chapel yesterday, and they were absolutely overjoyed.
Amazing communities there, River Chapel and Ballymity, to put those applications together.
And we have to link in with Ballymity as well, which we will do over the coming days. Thank you for taking our call this morning. Good morning to you.
Thank you, Al.
That was Minister of State of the Department of Justice, James Brown.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast.